This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact that when you go to tacticalholsters.com, it's not just holsters. It's tactical nylon. It's knives. It's ways to carry your magazines. It's everything you need in one spot, tacticalholsters.com. There is a market out there for carbines based upon handgun calibered ammunition. The problem is that most people just don't get it right, or they price it to a degree that nobody can afford it, or they reimagine it, and you know it starts to have you. The design flaws become apparent when they get out in the field. Well, my next guest doesn't have that issue, because what they have done is they decided one thing. They decided this is going to be the caliber, and this is going to be the platform, and then they took that and instead of adapting anything, they built it from the ground up. Joining me for the first time is Charlie Groves from Flint River Armory. Good evening, sir.
How are you, Bill? Doing fine, sir.
I am doing good. I am doing good. When you and your guys at Flint River got together and decided to make it a Flint River, why did you decide to go the way you went? What was the whole... You know, the whole impetus, okay, we got to make a handgun-calibered carbine rifle. Where did that come from?
Well, when we decided, and it was, we're kind of an odd coming about to do that, too, was just actually over beers after work about 5 years ago. We looked around at what was on the market, and we decided, let's make something not like everybody else. Let's make something that's useful. And I know it's, I don't want to call it a niche, if you will, but you know, the pistol caliber, especially in the carbine platforms, are a very, very good option up close, whether it's in your house, it's in just the general urban environment or whatever. You know, typically out to about 100 yards, that's it's a good caliber. Not a lot of people were doing it, and the ones that were, we took a look at them and said, man, we can do better than that. There just wasn't a lot of innovation going on. I mean, you know, there's one platform out there that's, I'd say that's very innovative, but there's some inherent issues with the route that they took. And that's kind of what we did. The 45, that was probably on me mostly, because I'm a 45 guy.
Right.
I don't even own a 9mm. I'm a 40 Smith & Wesson and a 45. So we just started from there, and I think that's why it works too, because we, like you just you said, we didn't adapt anything. We started with it. Here's what we want to do. Here's the performance that we're looking for. And since it's a bunch of engineers and me, a retired naval aviator, we said here's how we're going to have to go about this. And we took it very deliberate. It took a while, but I think at the end of the day, we had a pretty mature design with very few problems when we decided that it was ready for production.
One thing I noticed about it, and I don't want to get technical this early on, but I just noticed this about the rifle. It's a side charger.
It is. It's a reciprocating side charge. And we did that for a couple of reasons. And I know now there's nothing on the lefties out there. I know some fine ones. But most people are right-handed, and you have to start somewhere. So the thought behind that is your control hand never has to leave that weapon. In fact, you can do everything you need to do with it still on your shoulder. And it's not that heavy, and it's balanced, so you can actually do that if you wish. But change magazines, clear malfunctions, whatever you need to do with your support hand. And it's a restriction, so and it's in the bolt carrier itself, so you can also use it, since it's hardened stainless steel, as a forward assist if you need that. So I never have cared for the rear charge on an AR. And we just thought this was a better plan. And it so far it's worked out. I think people like it.
I don't think most people, and I just want to point this out, there's a lot of other pistol carbines out there that aren't nearly put together as well. And I mean, one that I think of every time that costs, I think between $1,800 and $2,000 is the Vector Chris.
Right.
Which seems to have a lot of issues blowing out the side around the magazine holder from what I've seen, unless they've redone the design.
Correct. We kind of look at this as being one of our major competitors. I wish I had their marketing program. There's a couple out there, that one in a 45, and well, actually that's about it because they quit importing the H&K.
Right.
I can tell you this, ours is more accurate. And I'm pretty sure that's kind of what I read too. And you know this probably better than I do, that you have to be careful about what ammo you use in those. And we can run everything, the steel case, tool ammo, Brown Bear. We've run semi-wide cutters through it. Lead cast bullets run just fine. The up to the high-end personal defense rounds. We recommend that you don't run plus P. And that's simply because plus P will beat any platform down if you run it through it enough.
Right.
It's just really hard on it. And the performance that we get out of this platform as it is with the personal defense rounds, you make your own choice in it, but we tune the gas system and we tune the buffer system to run as broad a spectrum of ammo types that we could. Because, I mean, because you're not going to go out and run, dollar a piece personal defense rounds for practicing at the range. You're going to go run 100 rounds to it. So we wanted to make sure that you could go and do that, too.
Well, I mean, you do have one high dollar. You got the Liberty Civil Defense, which is a very small 45 caliber round. And with a pistol, it's coming out at 1,886 feet per second. But out of the 16-inch barrel of the CSA 45, it's tuning up of another 400 feet. I mean, it's 2,230 feet per second.
Yeah. And I ran that one just to see, and it's just fun. I mean, when you're getting rifle velocities out of a 45 caliber, round, that's kind of fun.
And it sort of changes some things that we're going to get into when we get back. Now, if you have never seen Flint River Armory, you need to go to flintriverarmory.com. The website will be in the it'll be in the show notes. Go give them a look. Right now, they just have the 45, and I believe you have it both in a carbine and in a pistol configuration. Is that right?
Yeah, and we also do an SBR. The pistol and the SBR are 10-inch barrels.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem that I've had with, we'll get into that when we get back. Go to flintriverarmory.com. Give them a look. They are going to, if you're going to SHOT Show, they're going to be at, gosh, I just had that here. They're going to be at booth N260, November 260, January 17th through the 20th at SHOT Show. We'll be right back. My guest is Charlie Groves. This is Lock and Load.
have ignored the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed, it is. Quality, modularity, and a warranty that is the class of the industry. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Now, I got a question for you. What kind of company would you get if you took a guy who thought it was a smoking hot idea to try to land a jet aircraft on a pitching deck of an aircraft carrier at night on a Saturday, and then combine him with a whole bunch of engineers that have brains that weigh about 13 pounds each? That would be Flint River Armory. And joining me again is Charlie Groves of Flint River Armory. You refer to the CSA 45 as a personal defense weapon. This is you make no pretense behind it. This is a fighting weapon, isn't it?
That is correct. That was the whole premise behind designing this, Bill. You take the caliber, you take the platform. What we tried to do with easy breakdown and simplicity where it needs to be, but we try to get in and do as much detail elsewhere where it needs. And that's exactly what we tried to make.
The defining factor for me is that it's a no-frills looking gun. That's why I like it. Every piece of this gun is made in America, so you don't have to worry about Trump coming after this cat because they're building it all here. And despite the name, for those of you that might think they're coming out of Michigan, you're actually in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes, we are. Our business office is in Huntsville, Madison County, Alabama. And our assembly and manufacturing area is over in Scottsboro, Alabama, just to the east of here over in Jackson County. 75% of the weapon itself is all made here in North Alabama. And we don't make magazines, and we don't do our barrels here simply because we can't find anybody that can do it for us to meet our specs.
Right.
So, but everything else is here. Oh, our fire controls are out of Florida. So.
Now, just out of curiosity, since Huntsville's sort of a NASA town too, are there any sort of space age alloys that go into the building of this gun?
No. We're this is something interesting for all the people that that like all bill spec stuff. Our gas block and our receivers are all billet cut, but we use the 6061 aluminum hardened at T6.
Okay.
And the reason we don't use the 7075. And is that our frame, the way it's constructed, is strong, and you don't need the more expensive and harder to work with materials to do this. Our lower and buffer is a monolithic piece. It's all cut from one piece of aluminum, and that's something that we did too when we put some thought in. About one of the weaknesses on an AR platform is the buffer, because on the lower you got the little hang that sticks up, and that's where the tube screws into, and that's very much a weak point. And then the way the takedown pin is on the bottom, there's no connectivity on the top of that tang and the upper receiver. So what we did was make that buffer and lower one piece, and then we have the takedown pin on the top. Since we're doing a side charge, we don't have, we can do that. And it's like two ears, if you will, off the upper, and there's a tang off the lower. And that's where it pins. And then we use standard AR pivot pin, just forward of the mag well. So they're diagonal. And structurally speaking, from the gas lock to the end of the buffer compartment, it serves as one solid piece of hard aluminum. I mean, you can beat a door down with this thing. It's tough.
In the box, when you get the gun, right now you are limited to getting the CSA 45, although in the summer of 2017 you will see the CSA 9mm. In the box, you get it's a 45 ACP weapon. It comes with a threaded barrel. For those of you that want to think about a can later on down the road, don't have to change a barrel at all or do any sort of modifications to it. Two, I don't call them high capacity magazines, Charlie. I just call them standard capacity. What are they, 25?
Yeah.
25 rounders?
Yeah. Now, here's something. That magazine is our design as well. And
So
for anybody freaked out over that, this is a gas piston weapon. It's a short-stroke gas piston, and we use a four-lug rotating lock and bolt. And that's what dictated doing a proprietary magazine. But we've kept our costs down, and we've made a bunch of them. And the magazine works really good. I mean, I can tell you there's as much engineering in that magazine as there is in the rest of the weapon.
Just out of curiosity, is that a staggered stack or is it straight up and down? Like
double stack, single feet.
Okay. I used to, I got to play around with the grease gun back in the 80s, if you remember that, yeah. The old tanker's rifle that they issued to the guys. And that I had a blast with that gun, although I'm pretty sure it's not quite as good as a CSA 45.
I think we're probably a tad more accurate than it is.
I would think so. I would think so. It comes in a 16-inch barrel for the rifle, a 10-inch SBR, or a 10-inch pistol. Which, for me, and we're going to get into this in the next segment, because I want to talk about the advantages of the pistol caliber carbine, if we can.
Okay.
And I also want to talk about what you may have coming up in the future, because if, you know, I kind of like to see you do one more caliber, and I think you know what that is. And
yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Flint River. Armory.com is where you can find this. They will be at SHOT Show. You should go to SHOT Show and see them. Pick up. You're going to have, and you're going to be at the NRA show too, right?
We're trying to. We're trying to get in the door there. That's kind of a hard nut to crack. But I think after SHOT and as we grow a little bit, we may have a tad more leverage on that. We've already gotten some recognition from NRA headquarters, and so
I will have to put you in touch with some people, Charlie. I know people. At SHOT Show, you can find them at booth N260. That will be January 17th through the 20th at the Sands Expo Center, Las Vegas, Nevada. This is a no-nonsense weapon. When we get back, we're going to talk about why you would want a no-nonsense weapon and a pistol caliber, the kind of applications that it would come into play for, which all of you live in, by the way. And we're going to talk about what I see, what I would do with one. We're going to talk about that when we get back. FlintRiverArmory.com is where you will find them. There's one video there. I'm working on getting some more video for you on that one. In any event, we'll be right back with my guest, Charlie Groves, FlintRiverArmory.com. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and indestructibility, check them out, tacticalholsters.com. We are talking to Charlie Groves of FlintRiverArmory.com. He's currently in the chat room. If you have any questions and you want to come to lockandloadradio.com/listen live, he is there to answer your questions while we're talking to him. We're talking about the CSA 45, which is the 45 caliber pistol caliber carbine rifle that they are building now, which I think is probably the class of the, you know, of that category, just what I see of it so far. Where, when I'm thinking of something like this, I'm thinking of most of what we see going on today, like the Westgate Mall or Mumbai or some of those attacks like that. This is where a weapon like that would really shine, wouldn't it, in that sort of an encounter.
That's my thought, Bill, and that's one of the reasons why we went down this road. I mean, that's like getting into the argument of 45, 9mm, you know, 40 Smith & Wesson. Everybody's got an opinion, and I'm not trying to step on anybody's thoughts on that. But it's, you know, the 45 ACP was designed for a specific reason, and it's served very, very well over the last, 90 years? Well, 100 years, really.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons we went with it. And yes, in a close-in environment, I just think it's a better choice. You know, you have frangible rounds for the 5.56 now, which, you know, in theory won't pass through a lot of walls. It dumps most of its energy in its target. That, and I get that. That's fine. But there's something about, you know, a round moving at 1,000 feet per second, depending on what you're using, up to 1,240 rather than 3,000. That to me makes more sense in a closed-in environment, especially in an urban area with, you know, sheetrock walls. And, you know, we're talking to a lot of law enforcement guys now, too. You know, wherein, especially in this part of the world, you know, you're in crappy apartment complexes or trailer parks is where they're doing a lot of their work.
And, right.
You know, this kind of, this round and the ballistics of it seems to work a lot better. And even when you hit your target, you're most likely going to dump all the energy within that target with a 45.
And now, with in a 16-inch barrel, right? Let's say we would right. be make, what if we're facing some of those those shooters in California that were all armored up that had converted their AKs. If we're shooting at some of those with a 16-inch barrel, and I'm asking this simply because I do not know, when you start taking hits in body armor with that much larger round coming at you at a, you know, a higher velocity, I know that the rifle plate, if that's what you've got in your plate carrier, is going to defeat the round, but it's not going to be free, is it? It's going to knock you off your feet.
It's going to come pretty close. I mean, if you think about, do the math on the energy of, let's say, at a 15-yard range, which I think most of that whole gunfight there probably happened at that. Let's say you take a 16-inch barrel using a 185-grain round. Well, it leaves the barrel at over 1,200 feet per second.
Right.
And that, so do the math on 185 at 1,200 feet per second, and yeah, that's going to get your attention. In fact, some of the, you know, if they're using a high-end plate, it's going to be hard to penetrate that with anything, but that's an awful big bump that you're going to get somebody.
Right.
You will certainly distract them from what they're doing.
I haven't looked at the specs. Just out of curiosity, how much does the thing weigh? Unloaded.
Oh, the 16-inch barrel with an optic on it? About 6.5 pounds.
So not bad, not bad.
Yeah, and it's balanced, too. The center of gravity on this is right in between the pistol grip and the magwell.
Comes with a key mod rail with Picatinny on the top.
We can do M-lock, too. Sorry. We can do either key mod or M-lock.
That's perfectly okay putting that in there. The pistol is an intriguing configuration. The SBR / pistol size for me as an intriguing combination or configuration simply because of how versatile that would be. Is that what you're shoving out the door more than the full size carbine or
yeah,
how's that?
The pistol is starting to get more and more popular now. I mean, we have a local dealer here in Huntsville that bought 26 rifles from us to sell about not quite 2 months ago. And 6 SBRs, and all the SBRs are sold, and everything else is sold but 2. So it's people. I mean, the guy told me, he said, Charlie, when people come in, if they shoot it and they can afford it, they buy it. So it really is. The shoot it sells the weapon, and I mean, ladies like it, and you know, especially ladies who are gun people. Because they can appreciate what it is, but even those like my wife who aren't necessarily, it's a lot of fun to shoot because there's very little recoil. It's not heavy. And the other thing about between when you look at rifle calibers and pistol calibers, especially in an urban environment and in particular in your house, most people are familiar with what a 5.56 sounds like in an enclosed area.
Right.
It's pretty loud. Well, this is nowhere near. I don't know what the decibel level is. Probably need to go find that out, but haven't gotten around to it yet. But I do know outside, if you're standing probably 10 or 15 feet behind somebody shooting this weapon, especially the 16-inch barrel, you can do so and carry on a conversation without hearing protection. If you're beside it, that's different. But if it's pretty quiet. I mean, if you think about it, the powder burn on a 45, I mean, it's done within 6 inches.
Right. And this has got at least 10 and maybe 16. I guess it just, and, you know, it doesn't surprise me you decided to go 45. I mean, when I got out of the military, I was a 45 guy. And then I became a 40 guy because I was like, well, I can carry more bullets the same size
that's
almost.
That's right. Yeah, that's so. Anyway, I'm same way.
Now, My first thought would be to carry the same caliber pistol as the carbine. Is that what is that? So that's why you've got the 45, because there are people that carry plenty of 45s. That's why you're going to make the 9, because, you know, 9 millimeter is the king. What kind of a dance would I have to do for you guys to build a 10 millimeter?
You know what? It's on the list, Bill. Everything's time and resources, right? I mean, that's the way of the world. So looking at, I mean, just projecting out numbers on what are going to be, I mean, I'd love to do a 10 millimeter next week, but because I think that's going to be super. I think the performance we're getting out of a 45 on this platform, man, you run a 10 millimeter through this thing, that's going to be interesting. But
I would love to see what the ballistics are on that one. I would love to see that. We're coming up on the next break, so let me do a little business here for you. FlintRiverArmory.com. They're going to be at the January 17th through the 20th at SHOT Show, Sands Expo Center, Las Vegas, Nevada, booth N260. There you can see the CSA 45, which will be identical to the CSA 9 that is coming, and hopefully just a smaller rendition of the CSA 10 Mike that I hope gets built one day. You can find them at FlintRiverArmory.com. We got one more segment with Mr. Groves. You are listening to Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, quality is the difference. Quality, indestructibility, a warranty that is the class of the industry. And, I mean, just being the one-stop shop, check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Joined again by Charlie Groves, FlintRiverArmory.com. We're talking about the strengths, and so far, I guess the only weakness of the pistol caliber carbine would be range, but I can't see that far anyway. Now, tell me something. If I... Let's say I have a Westgate Mall Nairobi thing happening while I'm having my latte from Starbucks, and I pull this out, and I'm in the 45 caliber. The beauty of this is that it's going to have more punch, but it's still going to dump all the energy on the target, right?
Yes. If you look at the ballistics on a 45, that's what I understand, and we've researched.
That seems, now, because of my wish list, see, I just wonder how the 10 would work. But I presume that with the 9mm, you would have the same thing, because 9mm carbines are, they're used by a lot of counter-terrorists. In Europe, they're used a lot. I don't know. How effective is a 9mm carbine?
Well, it's been a standard military cartridge for a long, long time. And like I said, I don't want to get into the whole argument of, you know, because everybody likes what they like, and I full disclosure, I like 45, and I, like I said, I don't even own a 9mm right now, but it's very popular. It's a very effective round. Modern ammunition is very effective. I still think, and here we go, and I know there's going to be everybody's opinion out here on this.
Right.
I still think at 50 yards and in that it's hard to beat a 45. Shot placement and everything, obviously, but I still think in close, up and personal, it's really hard to beat a 45 ACP, especially with its modern ammunition.
I'm thinking, I love 45, and I'm thinking that I just bought this 10mm, but I could just as easily buy a 45 as well. Simply because, I mean, I was in the military for 7 years, and the sidearm I trained with almost exclusively was a 1911, so I'm qualified to carry a 1911 than I am any Glock at all. So, I mean, that's not too far of a range for me to jump. And this would actually be a reason to do it, would be to be involved in, you know, having the common caliber between your sidearm and your primary weapon. So, what is the, with the pistol length, with the 10-inch barrel, right? What is the length of one of these? And, like, would this particular configuration work with one of those? Have you seen those Battle Arms development sliding butt stocks that have the buffer? Would that work with anything like that? I mean, am I putting the cart before the horse too far, too early in the development to think about that?
Yeah, kind of. I'll tell you, what we've done is we kept the just kind of what we did on the pistol right now. We may do something different down the road. But we took our – it's still a monolithic lower receiver buffer compartment, but we machined the buffer compartment down to a commercial AR-15 buffer tube diameter. And – so, and we did that so you can use, you know, the little fuzzy buffer covers or the various arm braces that are out there now. I'm a big fan of the SP Tactical arm brace. And,
right.
And it looks real good and it works real well. And I like that. I mean, I like that the weight and the function and the quality is really good. So that's the way we did it. We're probably going to do our own at some point too, maybe as an option, and go back to the thicker buffer compartment that we have on the carbine.
Right.
Just our own, you know, probably a cheek pad arrangement, not an arm brace per se. But overall length, you're asking about that, is 25 inches. Same thing, if you collapse the stock on an SBR, it and the pistol are about the same length.
See, I want a weapon, a primary weapon that I don't have to pull apart to stick it in a bag.
Yeah.
And I've been working on that. I mean, I've looked at ski equipment bags that are designed to carry really long equipment, and I'm trying to figure out a way to modify one of those to work with that just because of the length of the bag. And it's a little more – I think if it's the right size for something like that, then it would be a pretty versatile bag to put together.
Yeah, it would have to be obviously long enough to do the 25 inches, but they're pretty tiny. I mean, they look bigger than they actually are. If you see them online, you see somebody holding it, then you can tell how small they are.
Well, we've got SHOT Show coming up, and I think that I've about got Charlie talked into at least letting me get one of these things and film it, because I don't know how many you had filmed so far. And let's face it, I'm trying to become Cecil B. DeMille. Are there any other reviews out there, anything, any other video that people could, that we could direct them to see?
No, there really aren't, right? Gun Blaster. I think it was Gun Blast. That gentleman did this short review on it.
Jeff.
Just pretty quick, pretty down and dirty. We're not marketeers, Bill. We're working that, though. And we're trying to get more media out, you know, little film clips and some more photos. Because, I mean, that's the way people operate now. I mean, I like it. That's what I do. I enjoy seeing that. And it tells me a lot more than just seeing something static on a website. So we're working the issue.
For those of you in the closing moments, for those of you who are looking for a pistol carbine, I have handled a few. I've handled some H&K clones. I have handled the Chris Vector or the Vector Chris or whatever it's called. I've handled the weird thing. Just looking at this configuration, and they come very highly recommended from the guys at Trigger Time TV who've already had a little work with them. And just looking at them, if the question was, what is the best pistol caliber carbine out there to put your money into, the answer is going to be this one, Flint River. And this is really the infancy of this. Spare magazines, if somebody wants to get a few spare magazines, do you sell them online as well?
We do.
So, and it comes already with a single point sling attachment on it. I mean, it comes with either the key mod or what was the other one you had? The
M-Lock, the Magpul M-Lock.
The important. So, I mean, this thing's already coming to you fairly set up. So all you need, if you're going to have one, is an optic or some sort of sighting system. And you're ready to go.
Hey, Bill, real quick, just a little, another last little plug here, because in the list of things we're coming up with, we're also working right now to do one with an integrated suppressor. And we're going to run it out to the 16-inch barrel length. So, and I'm going to be optimistic here. And when Mr. Trump signs the Hearing Protection Act and takes the suppressors off the NFA list, then you will have a non-NFA fully suppressed 45 carbine.
Cool. Just gets better and better, doesn't it? This is for those of you that are out there looking. Here's something that is. If you haven't ever considered it, I have carried two, and I've always gotten rid of them, not of this now. I haven't carried one of these yet, but I've carried two other pistol caliber carbines. I found them to be lacking, or I found them not to have very good support. This is 100% made in the United States, in Huntsville, Alabama, and if you go to their webpage, all of them look like they came from The Simpsons. So, I mean, what more can you ask for? Find them at Flint River. What?
I'm sorry. That started out as a placeholder, and I decided I liked it. So
I like it. It's something to remember. You can find them at January 17th and 20th at the Sands Expo Center at the SHOT Show, Las Vegas, Nevada, booth N260. You will hear from them here again. Hopefully, we're going to be able to show you more about this. This putting together the right execution of the pistol carbine. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for giving me the time. I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening. Look forward to seeing you out SHOT Show.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is coming up. This is the Black Box. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.